Wakey coasties, when the sun rises over the best place on earth, these guys are here to wake you up and get you ready for the day. Paddy and Rob Palmer for breakfast on the coast, 107.7 Triple M.
G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Thursday, the 20th of January. And I tell you, geez, we had some good calls this morning because ATAR results are out today.
Yeah, and you know what? Life has got a lot more to it than what your ATAR result determines.
Wait till you hear some of the callers that they rang this morning who, like the girl who started her electrical apprenticeship.
Don't give it all away now.
Just a tease, at 33. Unbelievable. Also, yeah. We had a look at
when you should or shouldn't promise things to your neighbour.
Oh, shut your mouth, mate. We weren't going to do that one on the podcast.
Oh, we weren't? Well, I think we should.
That is wrong. All I did... Wait till the podcast. Have a listen. All I did, someone was in lockdown and I text going, oh.
What do you need? Anything you need, give me a call. And as soon as the request came through.
I blocked them.
Into the bushes he went.
As well as that. With clothes on. As well as that. Rob Palmer's report card from his kids, from Griffo and also Greta. How he's gone since Mum's been away. We'll find out that on our podcast
two
today.
Sides to every story.
For the last, how long have you been batching? Well, you're looking after kids.
Yeah, Gwen, my wife, left to go and see her mum over in the UK before Christmas. Oh, sorry, just after Christmas. She didn't want to go before Christmas because she felt the kids would feel robbed if their mum wasn't there for Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So she went after Christmas and she's not back yet. She's back in next Monday or Tuesday.
No, she'll be back Sunday and you'll be back in the studio, pal. No, don't come on this raw prawn with me you need to stay at home again.
But anyway, nonetheless, I was going to be coming to work on the Central Coast until I got, you know, the COVID isolation instruction from
you
the
took
Health
a picture
Australia.
Of someone else's positive test. That's what you did, rapid test. And you sent that to work and said, oh, I won't be able to work, come into work, but I'll be able to do it from home. And that's what you've been doing. That's
just lucky I didn't get crook, Paddy. I might have not been able to do it at all, imagine.
Anyway, how have you gone?
So I've been single dad to the kids and it's been...
Have you been going okay?
Interesting.
In your eyes, you've been doing all right?
I've done a great job.
When it comes to cleaning, cooking, all that sort of stuff, really good?
Mate, do everything.
Do everything. So you're great. What would you give yourself? You'd give
an 8.5, 9.
That's out of 7. You'd give yourself 11 out of 10, I'm sure, because you do around 10. Here. Of course you would. Of course you
Look,
would.
Yeah,
you're bloody a legend in everything you do.
A couple of frayed edges, but only barely.
Yeah,
The kids have loved it.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, that's your scorecard. You're giving yourself 11 out of 10 in most departments, in cleaning, cooking, you know, just a fun bloke.
Cooking, top shelf.
Okay, top shelf. There's another 11 out of 10.
I say, do you want something from takeaway or home delivery? No, Dad, we want you to cook.
You're cooking?
Okay, I'll do it.
We'll see if that is reflective with your kids because I've spoken to both Greta and Griffo.
They were smirking around the house yesterday. Tell you what, if they were awake now, they'd be standing against the wall facing it.
I thought I'd put a couple of questions to Griff. Your boy who's 16. Okay, Griffy, your dad, Rob Palmer, we've had a few weeks now of his cooking. If you were to score his cooking, would it be A, the best, B, all right, or C, really, really bad, bordering on crappy?
Well, I would be lying if I said that he hasn't been getting takeaway a lot. So,
is that right?
Yeah, but he's been doing a side of cooking here and there. So when he does do it, it's good.
It's so you would it A or a B?
I'll have to give it. To be fair, steak's pretty good. I'll give him an A.
In terms of fun, where would you score your dad?
A C for that one. Because I'm just doing all the fun myself.
Cleaning the house whilst your mum has been away. Has he left the house in total disarray?
Well, the kitchen is spotless, so I'll give him that.
Yeah.
However, the couch is littered with clothes that have just been sitting there for days.
Oh, that's it.
And have yet to be moved.
Or yet to be folded.
Yeah.
Okay. Drinking we go to. Has your dad been getting on the drink? A, one night. B, two nights. C, every night.
He hasn't been drinking much when he probably goes out with the boys here and there.
Mm. Eat beer and
beer in the shower.
Oh, does he have a beer in the shower? Well, then.
Well, we will speak to Greta. I can hear Greta in the background. Overall, your mum's been away. What's it like being hanging out with your dad? Is he as boring at home as what he is at work?
He's been trying his best.
Yeah. He's very unfunny, isn't he?
A little, yeah.
Grivo, thanks for speaking about your dad. Most appreciated. Enjoy the rest of your holidays and make sure you let your mum know everything that your dad's been doing, okay?
I absolutely will.
All right, okay, so that's all right. That's all right. That's from Grivo.
We went, okay, those clothes do not wash themselves. Right?
Coming up.
And then the hardest thing is getting the stuff that has come off the line, mate, folded and put away. That's the hardest thing.
Tell it to the
washing
judge.
Bit's easy.
Tell it to the judge when your wife gets back. We got your daughter Greta. We're going to speak to her and give you a scorecard very soon here at Triple.
As for the beer in the shower, that was recommended to me.
And we just had a bit of a chat with Griffo, who's your boy, 16.
Yep, he's been in trouble in about an hour.
About your scorecard. Yeah. So we thought we better ask Greta. And Greta's, what's Greta this year? She's 7 or 8 this year.
She's she'll be turning 8 midway through the year, but so, she's honest.
Anyway, we'll find out, is she honest, when we asked about how her dad's gone over the last 3 weeks when mum's away. Good morning, Greta.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good.
So what we're going to do, we're going to ask you a few questions about while mum's away, your dad, Rob, how he's been going. So, look, in the few weeks of dad at home cooking, has it been A, absolutely the best?
B, A plus.
Oh, boring. Okay.
Yes.
Is he a good cook? A plus.
A plus. Okay. So he's a good cooker?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. He's a good cooker. In terms of fun, is he A, the best, B, all right, or C, really, really bad?
B plus,
yeah. He's got a little bit to work on when it comes to fun, doesn't he? He's a bit boring in some areas. Now, cleaning the house while your mum's been away, has your dad been A, the best and keeping the house extremely tidy, B, okay, or C, really, really bloody messy?
The kitchen A plus, but the couch, F plus.
F plus is really bad. That's lower than C. Now, what about drinking? Let's go to drinking. does A, he's the best at drinking, B, okay, or C doesn't touch a drop while mum's been away? What would you give him for that? Has he? And he goes, like that. No. Comes in, oh, jeez, I don't know. Has he been like Barney on The Simpsons?
No.
Is he? So he has, okay, is he A, been getting on the drink a lot, B, not much, or C, none at all?
B plus.
Oh, okay. He's doing a little bit, eh? Getting on the drink then. Okay, now, overall.
One in the shower.
He has a drink where?
In the shower.
Jeez, I tell you. But overall, what's it like being hanging out your dad over the last couple of weeks? Is he being A, the best, B, all right, or C, really boring?
I would think B.
Well, look, that has been sensational. It has been so nice to talk to you again, Greta.
I've got a list.
Oh, you've got a list? What's the list? What's the list about?
So I've got mum and dad.
Yep.
And so for dinner, A plus.
Yep. Is that for your dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hugging, A plus, A plus, A plus.
Mm.
Imagining.
Yes.
A.
Yeah.
Scared fighter, A.
Yeah.
Help me feel safe, A.
He's a good dad, isn't he, though, overall? Greta, thank you so much for taking time out with us this morning. And you are a fabulous sister and you're a beautiful daughter. Who's funnier than your father, do you reckon? And cooler and funnier than your dad?
You.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
That is it. You had to throw that bin at the end, didn't you?
Honesty.
Stop it.
Honesty, that's what
that
it is.
That was a...
So you've done almost, right.
Almost made me cry, that report card, although it's going to get me into all sorts of trouble. The beer in the shower. It's called a brower.
What is the beer in the shower called?
It's called a brower.
Brower, yeah.
We learnt that from the Central Coast last year.
Yeah,
and
when
Gwen's away, see, I've mowed the lawn and I came in, I was sweating and I thought, it was hot. Yeah. And I thought, I'm going to take this into the shower. And there's nothing like it in the shower after mowing the lawn.
Do you go for the browers?
I left the Well, I left the can there because Gwen's away. I left the can there. And she's seen the can.
So, Dad's been drinking in the shower. Yeah.
And I don't know if a B was an accurate report on drinking habits.
No, I think it was way down the list. Oh. Thank you, kids, Greta, and also Griffo, your boy, for doing that. ATAR, the results are going to be released at 9 o'clock this morning, Robert. And
woohoo!
Waiting for my little daughter, Hannah. See how she goes.
To either call you or not.
And don't forget too, no matter how you've gone with your ATAR results, the Uni of Newcastle, it's here to support you. They're holding on campus events at Erimba and Gosford. You can have a look forward. Just go to newcastle.edu.au/info day. But seriously, that's what we're looking at this morning.
In most cases, your parents will still let you live at home, no matter what you get.
Well, sometimes. But you know what, Rob? Isn't it funny? I think there's too much. There's too much pressure. There's too much importance put on, especially in year 12, too much pressure on the kids to perform.
When you're within that school environment, I think it's your only focus, because that's why you're there, is to get to that end result. And that becomes so much of a focus that you forget about all the other pathways and all the other choices that you can make in life.
That's right, because we're all blessed with something different. Some are blessed with academic ability, some with music ability, some with graphic ability, some with musical ability, some with sporting ability.
What was your gift?
A massive...
Don't. No, you've always said you wanted to do a show interview.
That was my brother David. Anyway, but you know what? I think, seriously, these days when we went to school.
You only showered with him once.
When we went to school. You know what? The pressure wasn't on that much. Yes, it was to do well, do the best you can. But
It's hard to say that to someone in year 12, though.
I know that, mate.
Because they feel it through their peers. And you know what they've done a lot now is they've put apprenticeship development pathways within the school system so that you can actually make that decision very early in your school life.
That you want to go that way,
and by the time you end, you take the advantage of that learning that you get in the other subjects, but you really drive your focus through your trade or through whatever it is, whatever pathway you've chosen to go for.
And even one day a week, some of those kids go out onto those particular sites or into those particular trades to get into the groove of things. But
when I did mine, it was a TER, the tertiary entrance rank. I think, is there anyone on the coast that did a score out of 500?
Yeah,
that was how it used
we
to
had
be,
tertiary
remember?
Entrance in Queensland.
We had tertiary entrance.
Yeah, that's right? What it was.
It was out of a percentile out of 100. And I don't know what the ATAR is. Is that out of 100?
I don't know.
They basically rank you against every other student as a percentage.
But would love to know. Like, and the thing is, it's, you know, you can do all your study, you can do all the different subjects, but it is what you want to do. If you want to go, if you want to become a hairdresser, become a hairdresser. If you want to become a builder, become a builder. If you do want to go into university and become a school teacher or a doctor or a physician or whatever, do that.
Yep. You know, I never used my tertiary entrance rank or my TER or my HSC or whatever it's called, the ATAR. I never used it once.
Yeah.
I left school and went and did some labouring work for a year. I spent afternoons in the pub with my mates having a couple of jollies and and then went on to do an apprenticeship after that. Then went on, decided to go to uni, but it wasn't until I was about 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I didn't need an entrance rank. It was based on experience and what I loved doing. So there is no reason that an ATAR result can dictate your future.
And, you know, I still remember the guy that we went to school with, Chris, and he mucked around like we did in year 12, Chris and Brothers Bundaberg. And anyway, he said about 5-6 years after we finished school, he said, oh, that's it. I want to get into dentistry. So we went in as a mature age student, and now he's a dentist. But his results at year 12 when we finished would not have got him into uni, but later on he just went, no, I better knuckle down. Yeah, as you do. You say,
I better knuckle down and
do something.
You look around the university class or the lecture hall, and there's so many kids in there that kids that have been forced into a degree.
Yes.
Because they've just left school and they feel that's their only option. They have to do something to be successful, and they don't want to be there.
But, you know, even with apprenticeships, when we were doing our, you know, how you have to do your TAFE block, there was a guy who was 27. We were 17, 18, 27 years of age. And I think there's a lot of mature age apprentices on the Central Coast. You go, you know, you do this, you do that job, you do that job. And you go, no, I just, because it's only 4 years, you get through it pretty quickly. And that's what we're looking at this morning. Look, once you, with your school results, how did you go from there? It's not all about the final
Let's take
result.
A little bit of the heat off the students that are getting their results today. Share a couple of stories about how you went at school and what you're doing now that you may not have needed a top-notch result for.
And are you a mature age, say, apprentice? You can say, give us a call, let us know, 13353, and say, hey, listen, I started my apprenticeship at 28 years of age, 29 years of age. Could even be later.
It's Lauren.
Yeah.
How you going?
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, tell us your story. We're looking at, you know, how, you know, with the ATAR scores, the results that you get when you finish year 10 or year 12, and sometimes you just go out in the wilderness, and then sometimes then later on you go, you know what, I might become a carpenter or a brickie or a plumber or whatever. What's your story?
I'm just about to finish my apprenticeship as an electrician, and I'm 37.
37 years of age. So you started when you were 33 years of age as an apprentice electrician.
Yep.
What was the change? What changed?
I wanted a career in something that was going to pay well and sick of sitting in an office, so I wanted to do something with my hands.
So you then got out of the office at 33 and go, I'm going to become a Sparky.
That's it, I'm doing this. Yep. Exactly.
Yeah, I had two kids. I spent 10 years at home and then, wanted to change.
Wow. So it's never too late, is it? It really is never too late.
No. It's the best decision I ever made.
Yeah, it sounds like you're really enjoying it, Loz.
Yeah, heaps.
So when you finish your apprenticeship, you're going to go out on your own?
No, I'll probably just stay within a company.
Oh, good stuff, Lauren. That is really good to hear. Hey, listen,
Thing is, Lauren, you can go anywhere with that. You get a trade and it can take you around the world. You do not have to worry because your hands are your backup and your tools and you've just got it all in your head.
Yeah, that's it.
See, there you go. Lauren, hey, listen, what we've got? We've got a double pass for the Red Hot Summer Tour. We're sending you up to Mount Penang this Sunday. You can see Barnsley, Hoodoo Gurus, Diesel and more. So you're there. Well done.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Enjoy that. Thanks, Lauren. Tickets are on sale now at redhotsummertour.com.au. We've got Wayne from North Entrance. Good morning, Wayne.
Wayne-o.
G'day, mate. How are you, boys?
All right? Not too bad. What's your story, buddy?
Mate, look, I just think that a lot of kids waste their time with two extra years when, trades are such a good thing. I was 16, come out of year 10 and went straight into a trade. It didn't do me any harm. But just on how successful it doesn't... it's not sort of bound by the results that you get at school. One of my mates in particular didn't do very well at school, got into apprenticeship. He's one of the most successful people I know in this area now, and it just goes to show that, you know, common sense is quite a lot more important than, being really good at school, I think.
Yeah.
That's it. And, and the way you are with people, tradespeople seem to have an amicability about them that you just don't get in some jobs. You know, you have to deal with people face to face, and that's part of the job as well.
Yeah, and look, repeat business for trades is all about rapport and quality, you know. Okay, if you're really good at it, people are going to get you to come back, but you've got to create a rapport with people as well, I guess. So, I'm into apprenticeships. I think, they should be more prevalent these days. There was hundreds and hundreds of them when I was a kid starting my apprenticeship, and I think the government's sort of gone down the wrong path, to be honest.
Yeah, I think, and that's the thing. There is, as you said, and we need a tradesman of the future. That is the thing. It's really important.
And they're scarce. The industry that I'm in, they've reduced dramatically the amount of apprentice intakes, and it's just a shame, and you see it as a negative to, going forward. People don't learn as much and university's not the be-all and end-all.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
It reminds me of a joke that what the guy with the arts degree say to the tradesman.
No, what?
Would you like fries with that order?
But there's nothing wrong with working at Macca's either. So,
a great start it is for you.
Bloody oath, it's a great start. Mate, we've got you some passes of the Red Hot Summer Tour as well. You're there on the weekend as well, Wayne. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Awesome, good one, guys. Mate. Have a great day.
Good on you, buddy. And we've got Kate from Chain Valley Bay. G'day, Katie.
Kate.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on. Now, the ATAR results are out today. What is your story, Katie?
So back in 1985, I did my HSC as a 17-year-old. It was out of 500, and I got a whole 177.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was well worth staying at school for. So then I went off, I had children, I became a single mum. I went back to school at 30, did Open Foundation through the University of Newcastle, went on to do my law degree, and I've been practising as a lawyer for the last 15 years.
Yes. How good is that?
Yeah, so anything's possible. And I agree with what you said. Way too much emphasis put on kids in year 12 to do really well. There are so many other pathways to get where you want to go.
Katie, did you always want to be a lawyer?
No, I didn't. I thought about being a teacher. I went when I was before I had kids. I was a legal secretary, and so when I was thinking about what it was I wanted to do, I thought, how hard can this be? And then when I went to uni, I realised how hard it really was.
Yeah.
And since I was, so that's where the passion for law came from.
You might have got your inspiration from just winning arguments against the kids.
I think that's probably right. If you ask my family, they'll all tell you all I like to do is argue. But anyway.
There you go. Katie, perfect career for you, Katie. That.
Katie did a HSC in 85, got 177 out of 500, went back later on and is now a lawyer, has been for 15 years. Katie, well, listen, what we're going to do, that is a great story. We're going to give you a Taronga Zoo family pass so you can bring your pride to meet Taronga Zoo's pride with the arrival of five lion cubs. You are there, Katie. That is so inspiring.
You. Thank you so much.
And,
thank you.
And listen, just stay there. I'll get your number. I'll pass it on to Rob. I think he might need your service, okay? Few wishes coming up. You know how parents are being considered as an option to address the teacher shortage in New South Wales?
No, they're not.
Hands up. Yeah, of course. That's what
they're
looking at. Because
carry on.
The pandemic has seen tens of thousands of people forced into ISO, like you, allegedly.
Yeah.
Well, it's leading to staff shortages in many industries, including education, and the state government is looking at ways
it's horrible when they shorten your shaft, isn't it?
To get everyone back learning. So,
is this off the back of you letting anyone work in a bar without RSA training because there's a shortage as well? Is this,
no, this is what they're really thinking.
All of a sudden, look.
Mate, I think it'd be
good. Why don't we just get crane operators to just jump in the crane? No training needed. Just get in there and just press the button.
Mate, you learn on the job, pal.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.
I'd put my hand up. Is there any other parents? Would you put, if you're a parent, 133353, if they asked you to be brought into the Australian schools to address the teacher supply, would you do it? Yes, I would. So,
you know what you were like as a student. There's no way you'd put yourself through that.
Bloody good. We would have extended lunch breaks each for morning and afternoon.
Yeah.
Then half-day Fridays. For history, this would be good. What I'd do...
They'd have to shorten the curriculum, wouldn't they?
For history would be watching Bronco Premiership wins from yesteryear. So the kiddies, the kiddies would learn about that.
Okay, kids, today in history we're going back to 1984. Actually, that was the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, for science, what you do, you just bring in a bottle of Coke and drop in Mentos. Kids love that. Yeah. Wouldn't they? You know, you brought it in and spurts them. You'd have to do it.
Hide it inside the polystyrene volcano.
Yeah, well, stuff. See, you can come up with. See, teachers probably wouldn't do this stuff.
And it's a dumb idea. You can't have parents teaching kids. It just wouldn't happen.
I think it's a bloody good idea to keep the kids learning. 133353. I think it's a bloody sensational idea.
Are they really that short on teachers?
Mate, there's unbelievable shortages in a lot of different occupations and trades and everything like that. We've got Troy from Gosford. G'day, Troyzy.
Troy. Yeah, morning, boys. How are we?
Not too bad. Would you put your
hand
up?
Do you fancy yourself?
As a school teacher.
Oh, mate, Paddy, Rob, I would do it in a nanosecond.
There you go. Oh,
I would teach them everything I wasn't taught at school.
Yeah, that's
about
that's everything.
How to earn income when they're nine.
Yeah, mate, I think that's a good idea. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I'd have them out mowing lawns, washing bins, doing whatever they could. I'd create opportunities that they didn't even know existed a week before.
There you go. Yeah, but not just at your
house. My kids mow lawns and put bins out all the time.
Including rapids. I'd have them dealing with them even.
Okay. Including what? Oh, those
the
tests.
Rapids, the COVID test, buddy. I just picked 1,000 up yesterday.
Oh, mate, were you that bloke who knocked those rapid tests off the other week?
No, mate, no, I wish, buddy, I wish. You won't believe what happened. I got some news on the streets for you guys.
Yeah, what is it?
The government is actually taking the stock from the suppliers. One of my suppliers lost 200,000 the other day.
Oh, it's an allegation. Allegation.
No, went straight to the government warehouse.
Oh, yeah, allegation. You know, we're on air live.
No, that's true.
So, mate, you've got 1,000, you say. Have you got 1,000?
1,000 yesterday picked up. They arrived yesterday on a plane. I picked them up within 20 minutes and already 560 are delivered to front doors.
Okay. Yeah,
so you're the reason I can't get one for love nor money.
No, mate. I'm struggling to get them. I've got 10 orders in place.
So where are you selling them?
No, door to door. We deliver straight to the front door.
What are you going door knocking?
Out of the inside of his jacket.
Knock your door.
No, mate.
Hey, I want to buy a watch.
People just testing me all day non-stop looking for rappers.
Yeah, but where's that at?
Where's prompt to you? It's online, buddy. Facebook.
Oh, yeah, good. Okay.
Social.
Right. Okay, good.
Watches, leather jackets, COVID tests.
And you'd be selling kids $50 for a rapid test. You are not going to teach my kids, Troisi. Oh, no way.
Corrupt. Oh, come on, boy.
All right, mate.
Hard and, you know, when I was 15, I left school.
Yeah, mate, it can be done. And
I said to Mother Dearest one Friday, and I'll never forget this.
Yeah.
I said, if I can get a job at 14 years and 9 months, can I leave school? She didn't know I'd have a job by that afternoon.
And you did. Good on you.
And
it can
I was
be done.
Out the door. Six doors I knocked on.
There you go. It can be done, Troisi. Thanks very much. So Troisi said, yes, he'd put his hand up to become a school teacher. Billy Mack has just texted. He said, bring back the cane and I'm in.
Billy Mack.
When the big issues of the Central Coast need to be discussed, people turn to Paddy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 Triple M. This is the forum.
A little bit of a social experiment this morning. We haven't told our victims what they're doing with us this morning, but we just want to ask a question, and this is about lockdown.
Yeah, it's kind of when you get told, all right, you're stuck there, you've got to self-isolate, you can't go out of the house, and all of a sudden you think, hang on a second.
Yeah.
How am I going to get A, B, and C? There's a few things that you don't want to have to pay $15 delivery just to get a litre of milk, do you?
Yeah. Should you offer to bring things around to lockdown friends? We got our forum this morning. Maddie, good morning, mate. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Mate, in lockdown, with people, if they've come out positive, would you, with a mate, if one of your mates
would you,
is,
or have you offered, and would you say, anything you need, mate, give me a call and I'll bring it round to you because you're stuck at home?
Would you do that? Have you done that?
Yeah, if I'm free.
If you're free, see, that's the thing. Has any of your mates been COVID positive and text you, or have you texted them and said, oh, I'll bring something around for you?
No, they haven't.
None? So, yeah. No. So, no. But would
well,
you?
My mum, when I got locked down last week, and mum said, do you need anything, Rob? I said, oh, a bit of meat would be good so I can stay home and just cook for the kids.
Yeah.
So she went to the butcher for me. I thought that was nice.
Yeah, but it depends where they live. Matty, have many of your mates been hit with COVID positive tests?
No, I haven't yet.
None.
No, I've been pretty good.
Oh, well, mate, but Maddie would. So if you've made a Maddie's.
me old man's got it, though.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, he got it the other day.
Right, has he off?
Is he going all right?
Yeah. I'm just crashing at a mate's house because I haven't been near him.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens. You go, ugh. Oh, what were you going to say, Maddie?
Oh, I was just saying, he got back from a holiday and I haven't seen him. So, I'm cheering.
Yeah, fair enough.
He may have had a gift for you.
I can keep it.
Hey, Maddie, we've got a double pass. You can see the Mariners take on Melbourne FC at Central Coast Stadium this Sunday. Kick off at 4:05 and get your tickets from Ticketek, but you got them free of charge, okay?
Thanks for joining the experiment,
Maddie. Okay, we've got Kevy from Kincumber. Kevy, if you heard someone was isolated, would you offer to go and take them stuff?
Well, I would, mate, but I'd only drop it at the door and stuff. Like, when I went down in lockdown, I think I told you I went 4 months. I really isolated, never went nowhere except for stuck to the supermarket. And the best thing about it, I never had a drink for 4 months.
See,
done
yeah,
well.
Yeah, but you didn't have to isolate. Like, you were allowed to go to the supermarket so you could get your stuff. But I'm saying, if someone you knew was down, would you say, hey, anything you need, give me a call, because you're stuck at home, you can't go out, give me a call and I'll bring it over to you. You drop it at the door, of course, but you'd bring it over.
Yeah, mate. Oh, yeah, mate, I'd help them around. I wouldn't have any one-on-one contact because...
Yeah, just drop it off.
The risk.
Yeah, okay. just the essentials.
Okay, so that's 2 out of 2. We'll do that. We've got Morris Goolagong, first-time caller. Good morning, Morris.
Mocha.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hello, mate.
We've got a bit of a social experiment today. Should you offer to bring things round to lockdown friends?
Oh, well, it's funny that. I got a message from some Paddy Gerard last night asking if you want anything, I'll deliver it. I said, okay, no worries. So I said, and then a backbite straight away.
What? Yeah, so Paddy Gerard has said to you, because you're in lockdown, you've had to isolate. He said, mate, anything you need, Mocha, just let me know and I'll bring it around to you, okay? And
then, 100%. Yep.
And so what did you need, Mocha?
So I sent the message back. I said, oh, yeah, I wouldn't mind some lobster prawns with seafood sauce and a Canadian club. You know, save them and dry. Because, you know, it's a week by myself. And he goes,
I said this shop shuts at 7.
Yeah.
I said you were supposed to say no thanks, mate, because I had no intentions of bringing you anything, you mongrel.
Mocha, if I wasn't in lockdown myself in ISO right now, I'd bring all that stuff to you, mate. You know, cheers, mate. You can count.
I've had heaps of other people go, yep, whatever you need, whenever. I don't care what time it is or what the, you know, what time of the day, I'm happy to bring it. But and then three nigs straight away, that's unbelievable.
When you need lobster and prawns, Mocha, you need it right away.
When you got cravings, you got to cook. The other week that I've had, boredom, everything. You can't do anything. You can't go.
Mate, anyway. I was going to give you a double pass to the Mariners on Sunday, but you're still in lockdown so bad like you're not getting them.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling and exposing me, Mocha. You're a legend, mate. Yeah, no problems, mate.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, now that Novak Djokovic has been ejected from the Australian Open, he's now coaching the Australian cricket team because Australia found him so hard to get him out. That's how that works. But with him gone...
Did you search that? I was supposed to say?
No, I just changed it a little bit. Paddy tried to do that.
It was
earlier.
From memory. I read it online last night on Facebook, and then I just forgot it, you little smart arm.
But anyway, now that he is coaching Australian cricket, one of the tournament favourites for the Australian Open is Alexander Zverev, and he showed why last night.
He beat Milman,
smashed Milman, absolutely blew him off the court in straight sets. And then he wasn't the game that was so impressive. It was his interview afterwards with Dylan Alcott, who himself has won a few slams, a lot actually. He was there and he was talking at first about how amazing it was to be there and what he thought about the crowd. The crowd gets so loud. He goes, he can feel that people, he gets a lot of boos and a lot of cheers against him. And then the crowd, they start booing and then they start cheering to echo what he's saying, right?
Yeah.
So the crowd were part of this whole post-match interview. Have a listen to this bit from Dylan Alcott and Alexander Zverev.
You had an incredible end of last year, in particular, winning the gold medal at the Tokyo Olympic Games. First and foremost, welcome to the gold medal club.
Yeah. The only difference is you got about 4 of them.
I do have about 4, that's right. You got 3 to go, but you'll get there.
Yeah. I'm not going to play for that long. There's nothing in the world that compares with it. Especially if you have 4 of them.
Yeah. No. I get asked this a lot. Where do you keep it?
It's actually a good question because my brother took it for a media appearance once. He's gone. I don't know where it is for the past 5 months, so hopefully he hasn't sold it on eBay or something.
I actually saw it on eBay. I've actually got 5 now because I just bought it. Now, before we let you go, I got one problem with something that you're doing tonight, all right? For the last 18 months, you've been wearing the tank top. You've been getting the guns out, all right? Have you retired that? What happened? Because I was a big fan.
In the locker room, I've been told that my arms are so strong that it's too intimidating for the opponent.
Yeah.
So I thought It's definitely not retired. It's going to come out maybe for the French Open, because that's where the physical starts.
Mate, I like it. I'll give you one bit of advice. Skip leg day. Overrated, right? Just this. Please give it up for Alexander Zverev.
See, that's a good part of the tennis.
How about Dylan Alcott?
Yeah, really good.
Skip leg day from the guy who spent his life in a wheelchair. That is just so good.
Just quickly, I've got a story. This is a bloke by the name of Rob. He claims his has shrunk by almost 4 centimetres due to COVID. The doctor said,
Rob, is it?
Yeah, it can't be fixed. The anonymous man named Rob said the lasting effect of the virus had damaged his self-confidence, right? Oh. Before, the 30-something man said his about average size, but urologists say COVID is a real phenomenon whereby the can reduce in size due to damage in blood vessels. And a study by 3,400 people led by University College London found that 200 people reported long-term COVID symptoms, and a smaller was one of the rarer ones. So there you go. You can, if you need to.
How much smaller could it get?
So you don't have to blame the cold water anymore, Rob.
If I need to reduce the size,
COVID damn straight.
You know what, Paddy?
I know.
For friends of Triple M and family to bulk up the numbers.
Yeah.
Download the Listener app.
We're talking LISTNR.
Yep. And if you favourite breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer,
you are legends.
Well, yeah, that's very good of you. And you can listen anytime you like.